So I will be presenting TFCB and Zest. First, we have TFCB. Understanding coronaviruses gives readers an age-appropriate scientific look at what coronaviruses are, how they infect the body, and how health professionals, as well as everyday people, can treat symptoms and help stop the spread of sickness. The book opens with accounts of three historic coronavirus pandemics to set the stage for discussion of COVID-19. Readers will learn the difference between pandemics, epidemics, and outbreaks, what it means to flatten the curve, the science behind the effectiveness of masks, and how to seek out and trust scientific sources over politicians. Interspersed with the science are anecdotes from people who experienced the COVID-19 pandemic firsthand, which will allow the book to remain relevant after the pandemic ends. Author Connie Goldsmith is a registered nurse and provides an authoritative voice as seen in her previous titles on similar topics, including 2019's pandemic, how climate and the environment and superbugs increased the risk. In 1996, an Arizona rancher was hunting with his dogs when he came across a strange creature, a giant spotted cat. He and his dogs chased it into a corner, but instead of his rifle, he took out his camera. The pictures he took that day ended up being the first photographs of a jaguar ever taken in the United States. The big cat had not been seen in the US in decades. American jaguar explains why. Habitat fragmentation created by roads, farms, mines, and border walls. Human-made barriers prevent the free movement of many wild animals, inhibiting their ability to hunt and mate, thereby threatening their overall survival. Author and wildlife biologist David C. Lewis examines the jaguar's predicament and highlights the work of field scientists who are searching for solutions in preserving the jaguar's habitat and restoring its population, perhaps even in the United States. Although the border wall hasn't been the focus of the media in recent months, there are parts of the border still lined with impassable barriers, and immigration continues to be a hot-button issue in Congress. This book focuses on the collateral damage ecosystems take when humans make such political decisions. The text includes discussions of important conservation definitions and a list of things readers can do to help conservation efforts. Antarctica, the fifth largest continent, is the coldest, windiest, highest, driest, and most remote part of the world. It's the world's largest polar desert. No one owns it. No nuclear or military activity is allowed there. Only peaceful and scientific endeavors are permitted. Antarctica is a true wilderness. Author Leilani Rashida Henry, daughter of George W. Gibbs Jr., the first person of African descent to go to Antarctica, recounts her father's expedition while educating readers on the incredible geography, biodiversity, and history of the continent. Dr. Ted Scambos, a glaciologist and an Antarctic historian at the University of Colorado Boulder, consulted a scientific expert for the book. Using diary entries from Gibbs's expedition, The Call to Antarctica takes readers on a journey to the rugged Antarctic landscape to learn its history, its present, and the importance of protecting its future. A refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. English teacher Victoria Rouse draws on more than 40 years of experience working with immigrant high school age students in this anthology of stories recounting personal immigration experiences. Young adult refugees share where they came from, why they left, their experience arriving in a new foreign country, and the challenges they faced as they got used to their new situation. Essays written by students from all over the world include their firsthand knowledge of what it means to have to leave your home behind in the search for safety. Maps and historical context accompany the essays to provide readers with additional information about the countries and regions covered. As immigration continues to be loudly debated across the globe, more than it has been since World War II, finding refuge brings readers closer to the people who are seeking refuge. Each chapter in A Hot Mess delivers into a different crisis produced by climate change. Rising seas, more intense storms, worsening droughts and wildfires, animal extinctions, and mass human migration. This broad coverage of the future effects of climate change is rare in comparable titles. Writing with the young adult audience in mind, author Jeff Fleischer arms readers with the tools they need not only to understand the science of climate change, but also to dismantle climate change deniers' arguments. The text balances up-to-date facts, stats, and figures, projections and hypotheses presented by reliable sources, and specific examples that illustrate the dire situations caused by climate change. Readers will gain a better understanding of what to expect in the coming years, including a briefing on some of the latest legislation, both national and international, that addresses the climate crisis, as well as ways they can reduce their own carbon footprint.
And we have a late breaking addition to add to our list, a vitally important book in collaboration with filmmaker and United Nations High Commission on Human Rights Special Envoy Angelina Jolie, Amnesty International, and Geraldine Van Buren. All children up to the age of 18 have rights, but these are not always upheld. Many young people don't even know that they have any rights. This book aims to change that. Know Your Rights and Claim Them aims to counter misinformation by helping every child and young person to know their rights, understand how they relate to them individually, where to go for help if their rights are violated, and how to claim them. It comes at a time when unprecedented numbers of children are protesting on a global scale, in the streets and online. With an introduction by Angelina Jolie, the book sets out the history of child rights and why they matter, before introducing each of the main groups of rights and how they apply in the real world. These include rights of urgent interest to young people today, such as free speech, gender and racial equity, health, a clean climate, and a sustainable environment. Each group of rights is accompanied by true accounts of child activists who have fought to make a difference in every corner of the world, as well as quotes in their own voices. Know Your Rights and Claim Them also includes a guide for young people on how to claim their rights through campaigning and protesting, educating themselves and others, and by challenging injustice at home, in school, or at a community level.
And that is the end of the YA nonfiction list.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.